Owain, pleasure to welcome you to Classic FM. What an amazing trip this has been, naming a piece of music that was composed by your father. Tell me, first of all, how did it all start? When did you first think, I want to give this piece a name?
Right, I recorded my father's music, six pieces by my father with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra a few years ago. And one of the pieces was the suite for orchestra. And I remember as a boy this one movement anyway. And my father said they always used to play it very often in the early 50s. We played it with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and actually mentioned it to the players. Anybody got a title for this? Yeah. Because I felt it was a piece that could stand on its own, five minutes, and it had quite a special character, even for my father. And so I thought, it needs to be done. And when we recorded it, all the music was still in manuscript. My father's handwriting.
This was the first ever recording of it.
Absolutely. The only one. And it's amazing. What I'm amazed at is having had the idea of saying, if people have got an idea for a title for it, I never, ever, in my wildest dreams, thought there'd be this reaction.
Well, first of all, what made you think, I know what, let's get John to ask Classic FM listeners?
Because I'm a big fan of Classic FM. You play my stuff very often, as you know, on my recordings. And I know you and your colleagues so well. And I felt there'd be something genuine about it all. I think that's what comes over on all. And it's come from the response of your listeners. Yeah. There's a genuine belief in what you're playing, what you believe in.
Lovely.
Now, that's what comes over I'm concerned.
As you say, an amazing response. Look at it. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really, if you'll forgive the pun, really touched a chord with people. Were you stunned?
Absolutely stunned. And also not only the numbers, where they came from,
yes.
Wales, England, America, Spain, everywhere you can think of they came from.
So,
but also what really struck me was the way people were actually describing the music.
Yes.
In other words, they listened very, very carefully and it struck a note, pardon the pun again.
Yes.
It has struck a note with people.
Yes.
And how music, the power of music, how it makes people think, what people see in a piece of music, what they hear in it, what their visions are. And that came through hugely in this.
So how did you set about paring it down, first of all, to a short list of three and then to a winner?
It was incredible how I had to do it, I must say, because there were some amazing things. But what I was coming to was a title. I needed a title for a one-off, for one piece that you and your colleagues or anybody could present and say, this is the piece we're going to play, so-and-so by Arwell Hughes. So some of the long descriptions would not fit that.
Yes.
But it was giving me an idea of everything. So what came to my mind was, first of all, serenade. The word serenade struck me very, very clearly.
Because it's a lilting, it's a lovely lilting piece, isn't
it? It's a lilting piece, and serenade gives the feeling of a lilt, or a song, and whatever, you know what I mean? So that came to me. And then I was very, very aware that people were talking a lot about Wales, where my father came from, where I come from, and what that meant. So you had a lot of daffodils, a lot of things that were associated with Wales. But then the one word that then stuck out for me, which gave it a real feeling of strength, I think, was Cambrian.
Yes, so which is an ancient name for Wales.
It's an ancient name. You all have the Cambrian Mountains. There were so many things that are said about Cambrian. Even the Oxford Dictionary calls it a Cambrian Welsh or Welshman as well. So there's all that and the whole area of Wales. And that gave a very dignified name to describe everything that people have been talking about Wales and Welshness, etc.
I think it's perfect.
And so was one.
When did you decide on it?
Probably early hours of this morning. I'm a late guy anyway. I've always always been a night bird.
Yeah.
This was in my mind, whatever. And I lay there in bed early hours of the morning. I thought, yes, this is definitely it.
Fantastic.
And there we are.
Well, I'm going to put a big ring round it now. The winner of our competition to name this piece of music by your dad, Owain, is Ian Provost from Altrincham, not a Welshman.
No.
At least he may be, but he doesn't live in Wales. We will be in touch with him. Now, you are going to perform this piece at the Welsh Proms in the summer?
Yes, because of the way people have responded to this, and not just the people who have responded to you, John, but I've been stopped. I've been phoned by people who've heard it. I even went to church, took my granddaughters to church on Mothering Sunday, and I got bombarded getting into church even. So I thought, wow, this has made an impact. So because of that, I am going to play this piece with its new title on the last night of the Welsh Proms, and it will be played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Fantastic. Well, Owen, we are going to invite Ian Provost to come along, take a bow, meet you, and he has named your dad's piece Cambrian Serenade. Owen, thank you so much, first of all, for contacting me in the very first place to say, John, I need a name for this piece, and thank you for all the work you've done. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Owen.